take over in your fields.
Cotton and corn grow in a, well, you've already mentioned this word several times, grow in a
field.
Right. What kind of fences do you have around yards and gardens as opposed to around the pasture? This would be a wooden fence.
Well, you mean in
around a yard, front yard, you might have it.
We didn't have half our yard. We had, of course, a lot of people had pale fences, mm-hmm. which were narrow strips.
Going up and down?
Going up and down. But we had a garden that had those.
You had that around your garden?
I had that around the garden.
I thought that was just used for the yard.
Well.
I guess it kept rabbits out and that sort of
thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. Of course, little ones can find a hole.
What do you call the kind of fence made of twisted wire with sharp points?
That's barbed wire fence.
Did you ever use that?
Yes, I don't remember. I guess it was still being used when we first began to fence in pastures. We used to fence in a lot of wood pastures. And of course the cows would eat the young buds off in the spring on the lower limbs mm-hmm. of the trees and the bushes.
Can you tell me some other kind of fences made out of wood? But you mentioned one that you said sometimes was around the pig pen.
Well, just a plank fence with the planks close enough together to where the pigs couldn't get out.
But this kind of fence was, the planks didn't go up and down, did they?
No, they went long ways of the fence.
And then, did you call it anything else?
Well, we called it a pig locker or a pig...
I mean the fence. Did you call that anything else?
No, it's just a...
I think you mentioned it before when you were talking about what it was fenced in, the word I'm thinking of, that was a rail fence. Isn't that what you said before?
Yeah, the rail fence were not nailed. They were rails that were split out of logs. And they were stacked. You've seen fence rows, I guess.
Well, were they zigzag?
Zigzag fence, yeah. That's what we called a rail fence.
A zigzag fence?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other name you called it?
Not that I recall right now.
Well, now, did you call it any other name if it wasn't zigzag, if it went some other way?
Well, you had to run it zigzag because if you stacked them straight, it would fall down. But you see, each corner, the rails lapped over at the corner. And then they went this far. And then they went back up there, and you had to make them corners to make the fence stand up.
Mm, that gave it strength, I guess.
Oh, I have seen them, where they'd run them straight and put up a post on each side. Dig a hole and put a fence post on each side and lay the rows.
Was it any kind of wood they used for those?
Well, chestnut wood. There was a lot of dead chestnut trees in this country. Chestnut blight hit sometime before my day.
Oh, really? I knew they didn't have any chestnut left.
And there were a lot of chestnut logs in the woods where my parents bought land. And they split those up and made fence rails.
Well, the termites eat chestnut. Is that why you used them?
No, we didn't have termites at that time, not
like they are now.
Not ever heard of a termite.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, where'd they come from?
Well, I have seen in fields where old stumps was what we call flying ants.
Mm-hmm.
They would come out and just be laying in a thick layer till the wings would overlap one another.
Mm-hmm.
And they would fly off if you disturbed them with a hole or anything, and whether they were termites, I don't know, but they lived in these wood stumps.